With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. Hey, you guys, welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is early. It's Wednesday, the 10th of November, 2021, and we're coming to you a day early. To keep this episode relevant, because we're going to play that classic game, Disney Plus Day Predictions. Gather around the family, and we're going to give you an extra day to take it in, because, I don't know, you listen, if you're watching this on Saturday, how bored are you? You know everything we're talking about.
Why are you watching this on Saturday? That's my question.
Come on. A better question is, why are you not watching it now or yesterday?
That is the right question to ask, yeah.
Yesterday being Friday.
Yesterday, yes.
You know, I'm talking to them in the future. This is getting very confusing. Also, it's confusing that I haven't introduced our special, always special co-host, Corey Van Dyke. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Getting hyped up for Friday. I feel like the week has been slow getting there.
It has. We enjoy fast weeks most weeks.
Weeks are fast. Yeah.
The first 10 minutes of every other week except this week that me and Corey like do this before the show. It's like, oh, it's a quick week, wasn't it? Should we talk about how it was a quick week again?
Every time we say that. Yeah. This is the one time it hasn't felt like that.
But are you brimming with pre-Disney Plus Day excitement, Corey?
I have a lot of predictions today. I have a lot of predictions, yeah.
Okay, Kermit the Pog's brain hurts after that. Mm. Okay, that's Modern great. Sketches says it will still be fun Saturday, I'm sure. Dude, it won't be. it might be, but it just doesn't have the...
Yeah, it doesn't have the flair of it being beforehand.
So what we're going to play, Corey, and I've got a special treat for you.
Awesome.
But we are going to play that great game, you know, FMK?
Yes.
Yes. Footage mentioned or killed.
Love it.
We will go through every possible Disney Star Wars project and predict... They'll show footage, if they'll mention it, or if neither, by definition, it's killed.
Nice. Perfect.
But before that, right, I kept this a surprise.
All right.
I have been leaked like one little, it doesn't show any footage, but one little sizzle clip. Mm. I've got it.
You've got it. All right.
So I thought I'd scoop it up and put it here. I'd just like John Campier it and just like...
Did you watermark it?
Well, it's going to have the ring around it. So yes. Okay.
Excellent. Let's see this.
Okay. So this is a... this will be in the presentation.
Okay.
But, you know, it's all subject to change. Right. You know, this thing's a lot of up in the air. You know, we'll talk about that in a little bit with some of the footage that they're going to hopefully show on Friday. But Patty Jenkins, right, has recorded a little clip.
Excellent.
For Disney Plus Day.
Yeah.
The weird thing is I got sent the I think it must be the German like it's like from German Disney.
I can't wait.
Because all the big Disney Plus leaks do come from Europe.
They do come from, yeah.
All right, so I've got this one right. Shall we play?
We should.
Here we go. Can't wait. So she's at the X-Wing. She's walking backwards. She's getting out of the X-Wing pilot. Oh my god, it stopped. So she's saying in 2 more years. In German somehow that she's gonna come back and do it. I think she just said asshole. She's really going into it.
She's pissed.
She's getting out of there. She's moonwalking.
Not expecting that. Wow. Please post that elsewhere. Oh. She's moonwalking out of there on roller skates. And she sounds pissed.
From the X-Wing. She's just like got the X-Wing pilot suit on. She's like, nah. Oh. Getting out of this suit is more important to me than turning around and walking forwards right now.
Oh, what a great sizzle. That's gonna be great for their numbers on Friday.
No, it's saying to people, stay subscribed.
Right, stay tuned.
There's stuff coming, maybe.
Right, maybe. Oh, wow. That's the best thing I've ever seen, ever. I can't wait. She didn't sound pleased. She did not sound pleased. It's funny because when you watch that regularly, she sounds pleased, but when you take it away, she changes the game completely. Oh. Oh, Reddit. Well, hopefully pick this up. That's great.
Oh.
Wow. So the people tuning in just now just missed the evening.
Arjun is just missed one of the... You got to go back. Rewind. I just gave a big scoop from Disney Plus Day. Got to go back about maybe 3 minutes. Come back. Come back to the future. It's a big scoop. Get on it. Hey, so let's talk about this Disney Plus Day deal. I've got to tell you, more people have tried to tell me about what footage will be shown than people have tried to tell me what time of the day they're going to show it.
Sounds about right. I've had the exact same thing happen to me this week.
I'm Twitter, whatever followers for a gentleman who's senior management at Disney Plus Global, and I messaged. I just like you know underneath his little tweet said, "Oh hey,
you when messaged are they? Him?
Are they going to release the times?" And he said, "Don't worry, we will get it. You know, the word. We will spread the word far and near across the Magic Kingdom.
Was that the response?
I might be editorializing a little bit. Right. You know, or it's not edit. It's just making shit up about it. It's not really editorializing. But it did say word would be out. But Wednesday, 4 p.m. Ah, Corey, he's back. Look. He cannot stop laughing.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
I feel like we have peaked.
I don't know. We're gonna have to think of something really good to beat that out.
Well, we're gonna play footage mentioned killed. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
And this is what I thought. So we're gonna play a game, footage mentioned killed, FMK, right? And we'll see who's the best predictor in this game. And Corey, you'll have a column. I've got it all up here. I've got an Excel sheet going.
Awesome.
So I've got me, I've got you. And then I've got the chat. So the chat will have to group vote. It's not going to be a very precise system or a system, but they will have a vote. And then next week we'll see who came up trumps.
Excellent. You know? Excellent.
So let's start with an easy one, Corey. Mm-hmm. A softball, if you will. The Book of Boba Fett.
Okay.
Footage mentioned or killed? It would be a big call for them to kill it at this point. I got to say.
Would it? footage for sure. Yeah.
All right. What's the chat thing?
It was just, with it coming out so close to... Or maybe... Could you imagine if they just canceled the full-on Disney Plus show?
All right, David McKay gets it. Oh, everyone's in. Everyone's in. Everyone's in. So I think with the trailer getting shown. Mm-hmm. Oh God, Seth.
Mentioned. Interesting. Got a couple mentions in there.
Oh my stars. That is whoa.
I'm majorly checked right now.
That is brutal. There's no way. As Seth says, we've already seen footage, but that's why I think we're going to get the behind the scenes. Tamira Morrison is back as Boba Fett. He's the best dude. He is. And, that sort of deal. So I'm going to go all that said footage.
Yeah.
Now let's step two, Corey. Kenobi.
Mm. Yeah, footage.
What do you reckon? I don't know. It's hard to say if I'm trying to do it mathematically. Like, if they're going to do a behind the scenes thing for the Book of Boba Fett, then you're going to get a trailer or a teaser trailer for Kenobi. Would that be your thinking? Or are you so crazy to go out there and say there'll be behind the scenes and a teaser, or it will be a behind the scene trailer, an amalgam?
So, I think both. I would assume a trailer and a behind the scenes for it is very likely. Maybe throw in a poster as well, and we'll see if they do that too. But at least a trailer. So definitely footage. 1,000%, I have no doubt in my mind.
Will Hayden Christensen be in that footage?
Yes. I think so. Because, they've been hyping him up so much that you might as well show him. Like, it's no secret that he's in the show. So they're not hiding it. So might as well... I don't know, do something big with it. Yeah. Hmm. Vader too, I think.
Interesting. I don't know. I kind of think we'll get one or the other.
Yeah, that's possible. I don't know. Like, the whole show really seems to be structured on that relationship between the two, so Obi-Wan and Anakin. So I feel like to not show at least Anakin or Vader at all, like, the narratively, I feel like they're always going to want him to be a part of the trailers and the marketing with Obi-Wan. So,
and yeah. And there's always like a tussle as well between what people, you know, different groups of people in the process want in there.
Because,
You know, you've got your some, you know, directors that are your J.J. Abrams types that want to keep a lid on it.
Yeah, little secret box, mystery box.
So it's hard for me to say that Hayden will be in it because I can't even imagine how he'd look. Is he gonna have a mask on or whatever? If he's in flashbacks, I don't think they would show the flashbacks per se.
Yeah, I feel like the flashbacks is something they want to keep close to their chest right now. If that is happening at all. But yeah, I don't know. Could it be Anakin getting healed as Vader? You know, they could show that. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely think Hayden in some capacity. It is weird to even picture that though, because it is hard to picture. But yeah.
What about, this could be the perfect end to the clip. And please, if we're going to have to watch like several clips on Friday, like I'm very excited, but also don't just show the logo and then fade to the Disney Plus logo. Just put a little prize at the end in all of them.
Yeah.
Because I've got to hold my breath. I've got lung capacity. You know, a couple of those in one day. That'll be me when they announce the time.
I still don't think they're going to announce the time for them. I don't think they're going to do it. I think they would have done it already.
But what an amazing closing shot. And you get to Tufa.
Yeah.
Hayden. Yeah. Vader mask going down. Or probably more shocking would be Vader walking and then like one of those helmet grabbers grabbing it off and showing his face.
Yeah.
Because you're used to seeing Darth Vader. And if it just the head helmet came, it was just about, I'll do a pre-prediction. No, a pre-reaction. I can edit this in later. Whoa! Anakin!
Yeah. Yeah, I oh man.
Ah! Sorry.
Do you think that there's a lot of rumor, I guess, of people talking.
She's skating backwards.
Yeah, they got to do it. They got to do it. They got to have the helmet be taken off or something.
Just maybe you can keep it secret. Maybe you can't. So you be the ones that dazzle us. I don't want to see little pixely, you know?
Well, as we've said for a long time, like, I don't want the first look at like Hayden or anybody to be on a watermarked image on Twitter. So this is like Lucasfilm's chance to really gear up the hype for it, because there's bound to be leaks. There's bound to be things that come out for it beforehand. I hope they own it finally and release it themselves, because that's what they should be doing. So show us Hayden, show us what to expect from the show. And do it in a way where people can get hyped about it rather than us seeing it on Reddit in a month. So, yeah, I hope so.
Oh, Aubrey's here. Hey, Aubrey. Aubrey, you got to rewind to the start.
Yes. It's too good.
Bless us, us Aubrey. Bless us, John Campia. Give us some Hayden picks. God, people have I've only ever met him once, but people have a lot of hostility built up for that guy. They're ready to lay it in when they get a chance.
So I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was shocking.
Yeah, I can't wait till he I want there to be a documentary about that.
Well, but again, that just totally proves the whole marketing stuff, right? It's like, of course that was going to leak out.
Yeah. Oh, for those that don't know, a really big YouTuber tweeted out pictures from the new Spider-Man film that he thought were photoshopped, or it's that. But yeah. I might have to ring him later for some legal advice after Patty Jenkins deal. So let's get back to it. So we've got two, we're going to get footages already. Andor, you texted me today, breaking news, scoop-a-loop. Yes. It's coming out in, is it Q4?
Yeah, so that'll be around July to September of next year. Somewhere in those
July days. Is not Q4.
Well, it's for the fiscal year. So it's Q4 for the fiscal year rather than a regular calendar.
I think they're the same thing in America.
Mm-mm. Not the same. Okay.
All right. I'll take that on board. Andor. We've already had a sizzle, a little behind the scene deal. I gotta get footage. What's wrong, Corey?
Sorry. Yeah, definitely footage.
Are you hearing voices?
There's something going on up there. Apologies. yes, definitely footage.
I don't want to get too into it. Devish does say that Q4 is October, November, December.
Yeah, but that's...
But didn't they say the date?
Okay, so to be fair, I the only reason I thought it was September is because that's what everyone else has been saying. So maybe they're wrong, because I was under the impression that Q4 was at the end of the year. So I don't know. That's a great question to defer to the marketing guy that you wrote earlier.
In the fourth quarter, so that is October, November, or December. So they do have a chance to get it in. And then have Mandalorian season 3 as the Boxing Day delight. Could make for a loaded second half of the year. Sal, legal advice. I did leak a Disney Plus sizzle reel at the start of the episode. You might want to go check it out because, big scoops. I reckon we've got to get some sort of mood piece trailer for Andor.
I agree. Yeah, I feel like we don't really know what it's about, other than I feel like Andor is the one show that has the less amount of leaks or anything really known.
Do you know what the plot is? It's just Andor. Every scene, every second scene, he just meets someone in a lane, and then like someone comes to like try capture them, and he just kills them and climbs up. And then on the next level, he meets someone.
I would love that.
He's just on Coruscant, just working his way up, climbing, getting information, stab or blaster, jeez, touch of death. It's just level after level with Andor.
Do you think...
But heaps of, like, callbacks. Like, at one, he like, stabs a hammerhead on one level and then, you know, chokes out a Greedo. It's pretty good.
Mm. And then at the end, it's revealed that in Rogue One, he does that to Jin and gets off alive. Like, that's the twist. He finally made it to the top.
All right. So what does Andor, what does the chat say? You got to say, get someone in. What do you reckon? Footage mentioned or killed, chat? You got to do your vote. First person. The thing is we're on a 30-second delay for the chat. We're getting financial advance fire from Homme. All right, awesome. Devish has gone with the footage. As we play, for those joining us, Disney Plus Day, FMK, footage mentioned or killed. Billy says mentioned for Andor. Mentioned plus stills. All right, they've got to show. You can't show moving, and then on the next one go, oh, here's a photo. That's backtracking.
Yeah, I think they want to go all out for this. I think a teaser is the best thing to do, just to give a taste of what it's about. I think a sizzle reel would be strange, considering we got one last year.
But this is the other thing, is wasn't it Fennec Shand that she was recording a Disney Plus Day thing in Mexico?
Yeah.
So they might have, go to interviews with the cast that's sort of like some sort of Comic-Con panel video thing. So
I could see that.
But there's got to be, I reckon some footage for that one. What about Bad Batch Season 2?
Oh, footage for sure. Full trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I think that one just cops a mention.
They've been promoting Bad Batch way too much this week. Like, there's sticker packs for Bad Batch. They just put up, like, posters and Disney for Bad Batch. Too much.
Are you saying this merchandise is coming out like in conjunction with this announcement?
Yeah. It helps. Like, you drop a Bad Batch trailer. It's...
God, so all of licensing should, the gold standard is the adhesive division.
Yes. Well, like digital sticker packs that they're doing for like emojis and all that for social media. I feel like to do a trailer. And they're always so far with the animation that like they're probably done with season two or close. So yeah, footage.
All right. What is let's see what the chat says. Behind the scenes. Okay, so they're with you. I feel like
some say mentioned.
Where's the mentions? Oh, M. God, that's lazy. Shape. Or as I call him, S or her or them.
Disney Gallery Batch.
All right. Well, the only one I can really see, Shape Up-ish doesn't count because they just used M. So we're going to go Star Wars Veritas. Is that how you say that? They're saying behind the scenes or teaser. So I'm going to go with a mention just to be different.
Okay.
What about Star Wars Visions Season 2? In the chat, get chat. What do you reckon? Footage mentioned or killed? FMK.
Yeah, mentioned.
I reckon we'll get a mention too.
Yeah. I think they would... It's too successful to cancel that. Or kill it.
Shape Up-ish is blaming that they're up late in the UK.
Love it.
All right, so we've got some mentions. So everyone's going for a mention on that one. Oops, put that in the wrong column. All right, Corey. Now we'll delve into a rumored one. the Darth Maul cartoon. Will this rumor be made into fruition through footage? Will they mention it? Or will they not mention it at all, thus killing it?
Killing it.
You're going to go with a kill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. It's too early. Real way too early to say anything about that. Yeah.
Okay. So do you think there will be any new animation announced? Like a new title?
No.
Interesting. Just everyone else is saying, all right, everyone else is saying killed.
Yeah, I think that's a celebration thing. Which is funny because it's like out there now. It's no longer a surprise. But
I'm going to go with mentioned. I'm going to go with the mentioned. So, Thomas says it won't be announced till after Bad Batch Season 2. Well, I did at one point, you got a theory about every which way that things ever happen, but I did have one theory that, yeah, that Darth Maul show would, you know, be the Clone Wars follow on from the Bad Batch, essentially. And, you know, that's sort of why I'm okay. Or, you know, not as just like, oh, we could have had this new thing, because they've got all the assets there and the show's sort of,
they're all tying with each other. Yeah.
So it's a lot heavier workload than having to start from scratch with a new scenario. I'm going to go mentioned. Okay. I'm putting it out there.
That's a fair assumption. I think it is possible, but yeah.
Corey. FMK Ahsoka Tano. It's just called Ahsoka, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely mentioned. I think they'll be casting stuff for that. So yeah, definitely mentioned.
I'm at definite mentioned, and there's not. Like, is there something that you could show? Like well, they haven't even started. Maybe we might get some concept art or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be definitely smart just to have something new. Do you know what I mean? Like, to get people's lips around. So I'm gonna go with a mention. I'm seeing a lot of other mentions. So everyone's down for the mentioned. Yeah. The Mandalorian Season 3.
Footage.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think if they did a behind-the-scenes sizzle for it to just let, like, Disney Plus subscribers know Mandalorian Season 3 is coming, like, why not? It's the most popular thing on their streaming service. Like, it makes sense to say, hey, this is still coming. It's in production way down the line.
All right. So Corey, I think... going to footage.
I think footage and casting for it.
Okay, because it's only started taping.
Yeah. You can still work with that. You could do a really quick sizzle. Kind of how they did Andor last year, where they were going through like the wardrobe stuff and talking about what it's like. And yeah, definitely footage.
Giordo says, for Ahsoka, announcing Tamira as Rex and whoever as Sabine would ramp up the hype. That would be announcing a Sabine. That is that's a big chunk of change to drop there. Hey, what do you reckon about this with the Ezra casting? What's that guy's name? Sorry?
Mina Musad.
Like, in this Ahsoka show, like, do you think... Please tell me you've got a dog.
Sorry, that's my dog.
I'm glad. That was the best scenario. I was like, please be a dog. Please be a dog.
Yeah.
What were we just talking about? You totally threw me with that.
We're talking about Minamusad.
Oh, yeah. Like, will they announce him at all? Or is he like a prize at the end of the season? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
it's... Nah, I think he's going to be main cast. So, yeah.
Yeah, but like Luke Skywalker was in the main cast of Force Awakens.
Well, I mean, like, I think he's going to be a series regular on Ahsoka. I think it's going to, well, yeah, you might be right. I mean, I think if there's one thing we've learned from Mandalorian season two is even though actors have leaked like a year before the thing even started, they're still willing to keep that secret. So, yeah, we'll see.
All right. So for the Mandalorian, I think everyone else, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of mentions. So I'm a mention as well. I think they'll say, don't worry, you guys, Grogu's coming back. Do you think they'll say Grogu's coming back, by the way?
No. I don't think we'll see anything about Grogu.
You think we're going to be Grogu-less for season three?
Yeah. Yeah, at least for the majority of it.
Yeah, at the end, surely.
Oh, yeah. I think last couple episodes he'll come back.
Oh, I'm even fine with the last... Oh, you could do it, yeah, last episode. I got to tell you, though. I got to tell you. Off the bat.
Yes.
I would be destroyed at the reuniting scene. I'm pre-destroyed.
Yeah. Well, especially if there's a time jump between season two and season three. Yeah. Would it be weird if, like, he had a growth spurt at like 53 that just they go through, like they go from like baby to teenager really quickly, or like adult really quickly, and then when he sees Din Djarin again, it's just very jarring because he's just like talking fluently now. I would like that.
Let's keep you well away from the Star Wars creative process. Hey,
And he actually like he gets tall. There's some Yodas that get tall. He gets tall.
Star Wars Veritas. We talked about that just before. I'm not sure if you just missed us for a little bit. What about Rangers of the New Republic? What do you say, chat? Footage that would be game.
That's a daring decision there.
Mentioned, will they just say it's still on the way, just to like get that in, to not have it pondered about? Or will Rangers of the New Republic be placed in Lucasfilm purgatory next to that blessed Ryan Johnson trilogy?
Oh, it's purgatory, man. It's purgatory for that show.
All right.
Yeah. For now.
I'm a kill.
Yeah.
I'm trying. The chat is mixed between kill and mentioned.
I apologize for being so dark right now. I don't. Apparently, the time change really is something. So I just noticed it.
Yeah, I don't think that's because of the weather, dude. I think a light just went on and off in your house. And you're blaming daylight savings. Unbelievable, Corey. I think that's a kill from the chat. What do you reckon, just looking at that?
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, so everyone thinks that one's dead.
I would have loved someone to say footage because...
Funnily enough, clone humor did.
That's humorous.
And they're the Oracle. They got the Oracle thing. God, I miss the Oracle. I never even got to meet her. And I just... I'm a baby's head. Let me tell you about the dyad. Hush, baby head, hush. Oh,
come on. I feel like one day we're going to see that again, and it's going to be disgusting.
Oh. All right. Ariane has to go, but just appreciated the laugh at the start of the show. Hey, if you're just tuning in, everyone, wait there. I'll just change this thing. There was major scoops at major. The start of the show. We did leak a Disney Plus Day presentation. So very excited. Oh, okay. Sorry, I've just been called in to pick up my son. Yes. Yes, I can. What a pleasant exchange. What about the Acolyte?
Mentioned.
Yeah, I'm big on the mention.
Mentioned with casting.
Do you think maybe we'll get an interview? A soundbite? A quote?
No.
A thumbnail. Will we get a thumbnail of the director?
Definitely.
What is it, Leslie Headland? Did I get that
Leslie
right?
Leslie Headland. Not in black and white. We're not there yet.
Okay. Big fan, by the way.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited for Acolyte.
Watching her interviews about Star Wars, it's just like, ooh, what are you going to make? What are you going to make?
Yeah.
What are you going to make? All right, Acolyte. Everyone's got a mention on that one. Got to mention the Acolyte. Rogue Rebels is proposing, we can fit this in, High Republic animated series announcement. I would love that. That would be amazing. But, oh, okay. Neil's saying maybe some concept art. That would be the right thing to do. Just put it out there. Just put like a laneway. Do you know what I mean? And it's going to look like a laneway from like eight other Star Wars concept art like books, but oh, it's that laneway back in time.
Yeah, they should do concept art.
What do you reckon about High Republic
Celebration? That'll be Celebration.
But that you're putting that down as a kill?
I'm
putting that one down as a kill.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sal. All right. What about Lando?
I forgot that existed.
Have they
killed?
I'm thinking a kill.
Yeah, definitely a kill.
All right. What does the chat think about Lando? Kill. Oh, got two kills. And Shape Upish actually wrote the whole word, so they mean it.
I'm really curious about a droid story.
Hey, mate, it's next on the list. Devish says, at least determining animation or live. If that was an animated show and they didn't say that in the opening presentation, oh, sorry, Marge, the mob has spoken.
Oh, yeah.
It would be on. Blahup says, surprise reveal. There's a few mentions. Neil C is very confident and is going with the trailer. Sal's saying, really? This is on the fence with mention or kill, guys. So if you're in the chat, the next couple of votes could turn it over. I'm going to kill, by the way. Sadly.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff I'm just like pessimistic about just to like guard myself emotionally.
That's fair, as you should be.
All right, Emily. Lando. We're playing FMK. Our version of it is footage mentioned or killed on Disney Plus Day. Will Lando have footage be mentioned or neither, which means killed?
Well, happy birthday to Emily, too.
Absolutely. It's Emily's birthday.
Emily's birthday is today, yeah.
Wow. Happy birthday, Emily. I have not been online, really.
Hopefully they give you some something exciting for Friday for your birthday. Some Andor tease, maybe. Some...
All right. Well, the birthday girl has spoken. Dead on arrival. So that's a all-around killed for Lando. It's not happening. God, Emily.
Yeah,
just just within seconds.
Survive check. Oh, yeah. It's not looking good for Lando.
Oh, Emily, rewind to the start. I had a leak from Disney+ Day, a presentation. Rewind right to the start and then watch and then come back. Because it's, you don't want to. I'd be happy for you to be wrong also, Emily. All right, Levin said mention, but Emily got the final vote. So everyone's going for a kill. A droid story.
Mention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being daring with this one. Yeah, mention.
All right. What does the chat think?
Mention with the release date.
I think I'm just going the pessimistic. I just think they forgot.
Just forgot to make it.
I reckon like they'll be about to like go live. Like, of course it's all pre-recorded, but just say, this is my fantasy world. They're about to go live and like they just look up on the old photo of the, you know, of all the images and they're like, oh, forgot it. What should we say? Just like, don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Yeah.
All right.
Solid.
The chat is a lot more positive than me. You went for a mention, hey, Corey.
Yes. Ooh. I think for shows that we haven't heard of or anything, we should hear of new ones on Friday.
All right. I reckon I'm going to go a killed.
Okay. That's fair. I think that's even more likely, probably. I'm just being different, but yeah, it's weird.
Oh, what about this is a will be announced that it will be released on Star Wars Kids YouTube live action Star Wars. I gotta tell ya, buddy, it wouldn't shock me, and hats off to you if that one Hame actually thinks they made it and then forgot they made it.
They haven't already, but they lost it and forgot
it's
about
just
it.
Just under droids.
Yeah.
They haven't hit.
Oh.
All right, Emily's back at the beginning. She's talking to us from the past, in the future.
Too much.
I can't wait. We're going to have a live reaction to our big Disney+ Day leak. If you're just joining us, go back and watch. It's huge leak. Dude, big very exciting to get that clip from Patty Jenkins.
Big privilege.
Giordo supposes Anthony Daniels is holding it hostage. he will negotiate it in a nondescript convention room area, cash only.
You have to buy his book first in order to unlock that tier.
Droid Story is a live-action surprise. What about... we'll get into... We've got. Do you think they'll bend out of the... Like, it's Disney+ Day. Do you think they will make any mentions of any theatrical film things, or are they staying on brand?
Oh, maybe we should stay away from that this week. I don't think this week, but I think next weekend's D23 will get movie news.
There's a D23 next week?
There is.
Where is it?
It's in Florida.
Ah.
Exactly. It's a 3-day convention, and I think on Sunday they're doing a live stream of the panel for Disney.
How do I not know? This is the first time I've ever...
It's like...
All right, in the chat, FMK, D23. Did anyone know there was a D23? Can you go there?
Yeah.
So you can actually go?
You can go. It's a whole-on convention. Yeah, it's called Destination D23.
Okay. Hey, did you think there was going to be people at that HasbroCon? Or was there?
No. Yeah.
Did Weezer play to no one? I didn't watch the Weezer.
I'm curious about this now.
Oh, this isn't one of those things that you just got totally wrong, is it?
No, it's definitely...
Marvel fans, as they heard about it.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, okay. Cutting Room 4 says it's a special D23 for parks, not for Disney Plus content. But what about movies?
No, there's a Disney Plus panel for it on Sunday. For sure, it's a presentation on Sunday for Disney.
Yeah, well, Disney Plus is not movies either.
Hold on, let me read this to you.
These are the worst.
It says Sunday.
It is confusing. Homme, while Corey works this out, asks, don't you have to be a stockholder to go to D23? And it is confusing with all these events. D23 is like their Comic Con, but then they have like Disney Plus Day, which is, this is the first one, I think, because the last one was more of a...
like an investor's day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're right. This is just for Disney Plus content. It's going to be on Sunday from 9 to 12.
But is there a movies one?
I don't think so.
All right. Crack reporting, Corey.
I don't think so. I mean, you never know. Maybe at the Disney Plus panel, which wouldn't make any sense, but...
Right, D23 schedule 2021.
Yeah, this is at Disney's Contemporary Resort, Florida.
Okay, full schedule. Here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, come on. Oh, what? The schedule is, it says this is what it's got: Saturday, 9 till 12, presentations, 12 till 2. Afternoon break, 2 to 5 presentations. Well, great. What a breaking news here.
If you scroll down where they have the full schedule, like listed with what everything is.
Yeah, but you don't know what. Oh, okay.
I think there's Galactic Cruiser. Did you see that the Galactic Cruiser hotel thing sold out for three months?
Didn't think it was going to sell out?
No.
You're crazy. It's like the longevity is one thing. But there is so many, like, have you not been to LA before? There are so many people with just like so much money. And they're just like, I don't know what to do with all this money. Let's just like pay 800 times the price for a t-shirt or something. Wait there. I'm going to type in Star Wars and just see if it's mentioned. Galactic Cruiser has a panel.
Emily says, I can't believe you made me time travel for that.
Oh, are you serious? Where is that comment? Oh. Dude, that was a great time. Good night, Shape Up-ish.
Oh, just put G in the chat.
All right, so who knows what's going on? I can't.
Yeah, I think it's just that Disney Plus panel. If there's any news for anything, it'll be there for Disney Plus, I guess.
It does not look like.
Yeah, no movie panel.
And yeah, I guess there'd be no mention of any films. But what do you reckon? You reckon Rogue Squadron will come out?
No. Nah, well, if it does, not till like the end of this. I don't know, man. Like, the 2029, we'll see Rogue Squadron.
All right, so you reckon it will come out?
Yeah.
I kind of reckon it won't.
I feel like the end of the decade.
I reckon like it'll get delayed and then pieces will move and... Do you know what I mean? That's
right.
What about the Waititi movie? Yes. You reckon that one will come out?
I think so, yeah.
How funny is it? Is it's like it's a legitimate question. You reckon they're going to make this one?
Or it's not? Bad. It's really bad. Like even the rumors of Feige's and Chloe Zhao's and all that. I'm just very like, they can sign, but it doesn't mean anything. And even when they're shooting things, don't know. Until it's in theaters, then it's safe.
Devish says Disney Plus original Star Wars film. I really hope they never do that. Because if you got the medium of the streaming platform and like that scale,
yeah,
you tell a better story through, you know, six episodes of something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep the movies to the theaters. I agree with that. Yeah.
And, oh, just when, like, we're almost about to hit the Book of Boba Fett season, and it's just bliss. Just every week, like, it's the watch it, you're buzzing about it that day, the next day you're thinking about it, then, you know, you're taking in a few podcasts, and then all of a sudden, it's like, you have, like, one day of nothing, and then it's, like, Thursday, and you're like, oh, I know it's going to be shifted around this week. I mean, like when that happens. So.
Yeah, I definitely think that weekly Star Wars is the best option as opposed to movies.
Emily says, I will be heartbroken if Tucker's falls through. I will be too, because I love the idea of it's just like making something up from scratch in that universe. And that's why the Rian Johnson one always like appealed to me.
Yeah.
All right. So you reckon Rogue Squadron will come out?
Yeah.
All right. Corey thinks that. I think this. What does the chat reckon? Rogue Squadron? Do you reckon it will ever come out? Same. Giordo says Rogue Squadron should be a Disney Plus series instead.
That I agree with. I think that would make for a better Disney Plus show than a movie. Absolutely. I also would add that, like, when you don't have Star Wars movies in theaters for almost like 4 years by the time Rogue Squadron was supposed to come out, I don't think starting off with a space battle movie is the way to go. So I think it makes sense that it was also taken off just because like you want to focus on Jedi stuff. I think that's what sells the most. So that's a good way to, you know, reintroduce Star Wars into theaters again. Rogue Squadron never made a lot of sense to me.
You reckon the Tucker one, that's coming?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Rian Johnson?
No.
What does the chat think? Is the chat holding out hope? Do they, like, are people going, yeah, it'll come out one day. Once it gets time. After Knives Out 2 or 3, I reckon it's dead.
It's dead.
Yeah. What a bummer.
That was actually announced.
That
was announced 4 years ago, a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I know. I retweeted someone bringing it up and saying it's like your parents saying you're going to go to Disneyland for 3 days and then like just never mentioning it again.
It's bizarre.
So like, never mention it.
Like we've been through Celebration since then with no mention.
When I wonder, I don't know how you'd search this. Has the words Rian Johnson appeared on the Star Wars website since that?
Probably not.
Feige one? I reckon the Feige one's a lock. Just,
I think that one's going to be next.
What about there was that report that J.D. Dillard?
Oh yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know. That's such an odd one because there's more directors announced than films announced. So yeah, I don't know.
Well, sub announced.
Was that not officially announced?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it changes. Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't. And even if it was, it wouldn't matter. So who knows?
Wait there. I'll see. Yeah, it doesn't even say, this is on Variety, J.D. Dillard, who directed Slight and Sweetheart, is teaming up with writer Matt Owens from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to develop a new Star Wars project. It's unclear if this project will be a Disney Plus series or feature film.
Oh, that, you know what? It just came to me. He is doing a Disney Plus show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll get any new shows announced? I don't think yes. we... Huh?
Yes.
What...
I have no clue what they could announce, honestly. Like, there hasn't been a lot of rumors as to what other shows could be there aside from like a Finn one. I think they'll announce one or two and that'll be it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of weird. It's so awkward if you're you know, just not going to mention some. Maybe they'll mention them all. Who, like, do you know what I mean? But, and then, but you kind of do have to mention them all to then go, hey, we've got extra ones. Like, if you just mention, right. like, you know, four of them, and then you're like, how's these ones? And it's like, what about, hey, what about those Rangers of the New Republic? What happened with that one? You know, that one you're really vague about? Tell us more.
Right. Yeah, they might want to be careful with that now.
Alrighty, Corey. That's very exciting. I'll save this little file and actually, if you are watching it on Saturday, can you can tell us, you can send us the scores of who got what right. There you go. That'll make your watching.
There you go. It'll make it worth it.
But you're only finding out I wanted you to do that now at the end, so you are going to have to go back and watch it twice. So that is a bummer. That is a bummer. Yeah, something brand new would be cool, Devish. Yeah, fascinating. What are your plans for Disney Plus Day?
So it starts at 6 a.m.
So the whole thing starts at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, rollouts begin at 6 a.m. throughout the whole day, so...
And is there going to be a schedule? Is it one thing? Is it a stream on the app? What is happening?
They have, so the Marvel presentation is a stream on the app, I think at 8:45. They have a little schedule for that. But then they said that like trailer drops will be on their social media pages throughout the day. No scheduling whatsoever. So just enjoy.
So when's the Star Wars presentation?
No Star Wars presentation, just trailer drops.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, then what was Fennec Shan doing an interview for?
Probably a sizzle for Boba. Or a random like cast interview. I think it's just going to be random things. There might even be a Star Wars presentation we don't know about, but not as of right now.
We've got a little super chat, which is appreciated, from CY98. They say, couldn't the Crimson Dawn series be one of the announcements? What about the animated movies that Jordan Mason claimed were happening? We did talk about that earlier, CY98. You want to rewind anyway to see our Patty Jenkins clip scoop. But, we did talk about if that Darth Maul Crimson Dawn project could happen. I don't really know about... the animated movies that Jordan Mason claimed were happening. Do you know anything about that, Corey? I haven't even seen his rumor about it.
Yeah, there's definitely been rumblings about that stuff, but yeah, nothing confirmed yet.
Ah, okay. And Seth says the Ming-Na thing was for Disney Plus Day promo, which dropped the other day.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, hopefully there's more.
Yeah, well, because she said it was specifically for Boba Fett, so...
She had this suitcase with the
yeah.
like the FBI sent it. It was very yeah. exciting. Corey, so you're going to be doing just, I guess you can't watch it live.
Yeah, on Convoy Call, we'll have trailer reactions the whole day and then a stream that night. So,
all right. Well, as I said the other day, driving to Joshua Tree. So hoping for some really sweet Ben Kenobi action, Corey.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to be I reckon that one's just going to blow people away.
I think so.
Do your crazy plug, Corey.
You can follow me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram. So that's the Come Recall on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And like I said, we'll have a stream. We're going to have a stream tomorrow night and then one on Friday. So stay tuned for those.
Excellent. I'm not sure what the coverage will be for Steel Wars for Disney Plus Day, because I don't know when Disney Plus Day, when they're showing the things. But I'll be driving to the desert at some point. Corey, you've got to be on text message alert for me. Just say, like, never tell me what's in it, but just say this is up now. You have to be, because I won't be able to go on Twitter, because people
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
All right. So I might do a reaction from like a desert Starbucks toilet or something like that. Really push the levels of content here. But me and Jerry have to go and get Harry, but Jerry will stay here. So say goodbye, Jerry.
Yup, nub.
And clearly, this episode has gone on
long enough.
So, May, that force be with you. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. Hey, Corey. I just got an email from Lucasfilm about that clip leak. I'm in a lot of trouble.
Don't tell them I leaked it to you.
Dude, you'll see the Rogue Squadron film before you'll see me again. All right, I gotta go. This is not good. This is not good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.